Shalom. Welcome to The Cloud with Apostle Michael A. Oyene, the Presbyter of Malik Fortress, a religious organization. In today's episode, we are looking at what I have titled Godly Contentment. Godly Contentment. I'm reading from 1 Timothy chapter 6, verse 6 from the Amplified Version. And it is indeed a source of immense profit, for godliness accompanied with contentment, that contentment which is a science of inward sufficiency, is great and abundant gain. The Bible defines contentment for us in our opening verse as a science of inward sufficiency. There it says that godliness accompanied with contentment is great and abundant gain. Paul, by the Spirit, further writes in 1 Timothy chapter 6, verse 7 to 9. I'm reading from the Amplified Version. For we brought nothing into the world, and obviously we cannot take anything out of the world. But if we have food and clothing, with these we shall be content and satisfied. But those who crave to be rich fall into temptation and a snare, and into many foolish, useless, godless, and hateful desires that plunge men into ruin and destruction and miserable perishing. This is the ordeal of those who struggle to be rich. But you shouldn't get into that dilemma as a child of God, because being born again, you've entered into a life of contentment. You've ceased from your struggles, and the glory of God now works within you. The Bible says in 2 Corinthians chapter 8, verse 9, for ye know the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, that though he was rich, yet for your sake he became poor, that ye should through his poverty might be rich. And in Proverbs chapter 10, verse 22, it says, the blessing of the Lord, it makes rich, and he addeth no sorrow with it. This is your life as a child of God. God's inherent blessing in your life is the basis for your riches. Your prosperity is inherited through the Spirit, because you are the seed of Christ. In Christ, you have entered into God's rest. You no longer worry over anything. As the seed of Christ, you are ever aglow, full of praise and giving glory to God. Function from a place of inward sufficiency, and operate from a vantage position of rest and satisfaction, irrespective of your circumstance. No matter the situation, be full of joy. Continue to praise, serve the Lord, and delight yourself in Him. He will create the opportunities for you to keep making progress from glory to glory. Thanks for listening. Shalom.